Well, here we go, live from the No Panic Zone in Studio G. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, March 30th, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, where is the economy headed this week? We're in another week of lockdown across the country. About to find out if social distancing and ordering businesses to close their doors is making a difference. Number two, there are breakthroughs, and some patients are reporting they're alive because of medicines. Governors in several states are warning doctors not to use, but thank God the doctors use them anyway. And number one, we are getting closer to knowing how bad this is all going to get here in America. Italy bracing for another explosion in cases. China, they claim there are no more cases, but they just closed the movie theaters again, are ordering thousands of urns for people being cremated. So the truth might be getting buried again, if you will. By the way, did you take time to turn in your neighbor this weekend? That's what the attorney general here in Michigan told people. Turn in your neighbor. Turn in your neighbor because, you know, they might be breaking the social distancing rules. I saw a lot of people out, by the way. I did. We went out and did a couple of bike rides. And let me tell you something. I live in, you know, an area, kind of a suburban area, if you will. I have seen more people out hiking, biking, walking, pushing the kids in strollers, weather permitting, of course, than maybe I have ever seen. It's kind of encouraging, actually. It's actually quite encouraging to see all of these people out and seeing all of these folks doing their thing. And everybody's really friendly. Everybody is super friendly. Hey, how you doing? Good morning. Nice to see you. Of course, we're saying this at 15, 20, 25. Hey, how you doing? You know, waving, coming on by. And I think that, I think most people have a pretty good attitude about it. Now I see stories about people having parties and being cited for it, and some guy I read somewhere having a bonfire and 60 people showing up. Well, then you're just not behaving properly. The numbers are slowing down in so many places right now. The rate of increase in New York is down to 13.5%, give or take. That's the smallest number yet. The rate of increase is slowing, and that's a good sign. In Ohio, the same thing. The rate of increase is down to just under 18%, down from a high of 30% 6 days ago. They're adding 30% more cases day after day. If that had continued, Ohio would be at a significantly worse place today than it has been before. Michigan, Saturday to Sunday, the number of new cases actually fell, 157. From 993 to 856. And the point being there is that the rate of increase in Michigan fell by 16%. And so those are all encouraging signs that maybe we're heading in the right direction, but we need people to pay attention and keep doing what we're doing. The president saying yesterday we might have to continue this quite a bit longer. If you're just joining us, I'll share this with you. It's bite number 10 because the president says the peak, the worst of it could be about 2 weeks from now. The worst of it could be about 2 weeks from now. And so I want you to hear this bite number 10. Go.
I'll say it again. The peak, the highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all. Therefore, the next 2 weeks, and during this period, it's very important that everyone strongly follow the guidelines, have to follow the guidelines that our great vice president holds up a lot. He's holding that up a lot. He believes in it so strongly. The better you do, the faster this whole nightmare will end. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
Till April 30th. You heard it there from the president. So if you're in a state where you would expect the schools to reopen before April 30th, surprise, it's not going to happen. That includes my state, by the way. For the most part, we've been operating smoothly. Nobody's on anybody's nerves, not too often. Apparently, I'm the most irritating person in the house, which I find hard to believe, by the way. I'm like the easiest guy in the world to get along with. Apparently my daughter doesn't think so sometimes. Apparently my sense of humor is not exactly as funny as I think it is. And I am a funny guy. I don't understand how she doesn't get that. I mean, at any rate, for the most part, we're doing well. The Trump administration has added firearms, by the way, to the federal list of critical pandemic infrastructure. Good news for gun owners. More importantly, it's good news for gun shop owners and those that sell ammunition and so forth. The Trump administration adding the firearms industry, gun shops included, to the federal list of critical infrastructure during the ongoing COVID-19 emergency. The new language was added Saturday to the website of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, now deems as critical workers supporting the operation of firearm ammunition product manufacturers, retailers, importers, distributors, and shooting ranges. You can go out to the shooting range now. That is a essential activity, which I happen to agree with, although our shooting range has been closer to home. Previously designated critical industries include energy, food production, emergency services, government offices, transportation, and health care, not to mention communications and media, which are also on the list. So there you go. Gun shops should be back open. Now, I checked in with one local gun shop that I know here quite well. I said, what are you going to do? He says, we're going to do it by taking orders and making appointments. You go to the website. So the best advice to you is to check with your local gun shop. Say, hey, are you taking appointments? Can I order ammunition? Can I do curbside pickup if you want ammunition, whatever you do? If you're going to buy a firearm, if that's possible, still a little bit longer. Yes, you have to do the background checks. Yes, you have to go through the NICS system. Yes, you have to do all the things you normally would have to do. And it will take, it'll be a bit cumbersome. But if there's something you're looking for, then at this point, it would seem that those stores could remain open. At any rate, so I want to share a couple of things with you here, and that is, as I'm on this bit of positive today, survivor stories, people that are saying this is working, we're going the right direction, good trends in New York and Ohio now, a one-day trend, not a trend, a one-day bit of numbers look good in Michigan. That's a good step forward. Louisiana, tough shape. New York City, tough shape. But some positive out there. And I want to go to bite number five with Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, because he is a liberal Republican, very down the middle, a guy who says, I don't want to talk about politics right now. I want to see what I can do that's best for my state. It's bite number five with Larry Hogan. Let's listen to it.
York City and state, how are you doing in Maryland? And are you getting all the help you would like from the federal government?
Well, the federal government has done a great job of communicating with us. We've had five calls with all of the governors, with the president and or vice president, and many of the top leaders.
And there you have it, doing well, and it's got a great relationship with the president, the vice president, and top leaders. Listen, there's a lot to be thankful for. We're having a tough time, but we're pulling it together. We're on the road to being where we need to be. This is the No Panic Zone. You're on the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
The events of the last few weeks in the news and financial markets have us all wondering what the future holds. How long before we come out of this and life returns to normal? As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services are taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. If you have a question about what your options are in these falling markets, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take steps to keep ourselves safe, but this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. To set up a video or phone consultation, call us at 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526, or go online at mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times
times like this, employees and employers have questions, we're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.